I'd like to just give us the introduction to a series on the life of Jacob that I feel the Holy Spirit wants us to identify with. There are certain things in the Bible that we can identify with and others that we can until the time comes. I believe that the time is here where the Lord wants us to identify in the life of Jacob. And there's several things we're going to see. We're going to see the highs and lows. I call it the highs and lows. We're going to see the moments of open heavens. There's seven moments of open heavens in the life of Jacob in the passages that we are going to look at. And there are seven moments that follow that where he has to come off of that mountain of encounter of God where the Lord appears to him in the place of open heavens. So we're going to talk about the fact that experiences of open heavens are the heritage of the people of God. Then we're going to talk about the fact that open heavens are experiences that happen more than once in the life of the children of God. If you've ever had one encounter with the Lord, you will have another. The Lord is a God of multiple encounters, multiple open heavens. Then we're going to consider who are the people who have re-encounters with God. To begin with, I'd like to say that only those who have had an encounter with God will have other encounters with God. Those that have never had one may not ever, or it doesn't even start until they do have their first one. But those that have an encounter with God will have re-encounters with God, and we'd like to consider who are the people that have re-encounters with God and who are the people that need to have a re-encounter with God. What are the conditions in your life that lead up to you having another real encounter with God? I'd like to quickly point out the seven moments of encounter with God that Jacob had. And we're going to go real quickly here through the 1 through 7. In Genesis 27, verse 28, and in chapter 28, verse 3 and 4, we're going to find the blessing, the spiritual blessing from a father. Now, that can be translated naturally and spiritually. It's a great thing to have spiritual fathers, parents, that put their blessing on our life before they part. That is a very important thing. However, that also refers to spiritual fathers, pastors, ministers, men of God, women of God, who have put a deposit in your life and put a blessing in your life. That's your first encounter with God. The first time you ever felt that anointing, the first time you were ever imparted into from someone that had something to impart that was heavenly. So Jacob's first exposure to God was through his father. The second exposure to God that Jacob has can be found in Genesis 28, verses 11 through 22, and that is the place he later calls Bethel. That was a place of open heaven where the Lord reveals himself. He saw heaven. We're going to go into that the moment coming. The third exposure that he had with the Lord was when Laban was very difficult with him, and we're going to find that between each one of these encounters there was a valley, and the valley had to be lived. The valley had to be walked before he had his next encounter with God. After he got through with a long valley with Laban, the Lord appears to him. And he has his third intervention of God in Genesis 31, verse 3 and 13. And that is when the Lord appears to him in dream again, speaks to him, and gives him direction for his life. Genesis 31, 3 through 13 was the visitation of the Lord in a dream to him, giving him direction for his life at Laban's, and he was told to leave there and come back to his father's house. On his way, Laban came out and they had some serious discussions. He wanted to kill him, and we'll get into all of that, but he had a down experience then. And the fourth experience that he had was the appearance of angels in Genesis 32, verse 1. Angels that appeared to him and gave him instructions to send messengers to his brother. And then came the messengers of Satan to him, and he went through another valley. That valley led him to another experience of open heavens in Genesis 32, verse 24 through 31, which is his fifth encounter with God, which he called Peniel. And then he was exposed one more time to terrible distress. And it brings him to Sukkoth. And we'll learn what happened there in the place of compromise. And he has another encounter with God there, number 6, which is in Genesis 35, verse 1. The last encounter that I would like to reveal, and we may have more by the time we get there, is can be found in Genesis 35, 6, and 7. When he finally arrives at the place where God had told him to go, he has another encounter with God and calls this encounter El Bethel. We'll learn all about that and what that means and the valleys that led him there and the compromises he had to live through and learn. And each time there's a long period of time between encounter and encounter wherein he had to learn the lessons that God had given him on the first and test and prove God out and his faithfulness in each one of these. Now, each one of these encounters is a tremendous thing, and each has tremendous lessons for us to learn. And I believe that it is time the Lord wants to identify us in the life of this man, not only in his encounters with God and what they mean and how the Lord wants to meet with us and dwell with us, but also to expose us to what he had to live through between encounters and encounters, lest we think that we're meant to live one big open heaven all our life. And God is a God of open heavens. He's a God where we can encounter and live with him and know him. But God is also a God that makes you walk down here on earth and live out the experiences that you have with the Lord. And they're very real. And until you're through with it, God's not going to appear again. But when you're in the middle of it, and when you went and did what he tells you to do and live through the experience, learn from it what you need to learn, then the Lord appears to you again and gives you the next segment. And in the last one, we're going to find five stages, five things, five deliberate different things that God expected of him to do in order to come to that last encounter. And if we were to back up, the first one, there's things that he had to do following the instruction of his mother to come through to that blessing. The blessing wasn't intended for him, wasn't meant for him, but he pressed through to get that blessing. And that led him to an encounter with God, which he did not have to work for. God just showed up on the scene. The first time we encounter God, he just shows up. It's by grace. And ever after that, we feel like we don't need to work for it. But I want you to understand that God has, as we grow and mature in the Lord, there's certain things that he sets as prerequisite for us to meet with him. And we need to meet those prerequisites. We need to do them. We need to understand what they are and follow them. And I believe that the life of Jacob during that segment of time represents this church in a segment of time that we are in, and we're going to identify with both his encounters with God in open heaven experiences and also his terrible time on earth trying to deal with the two and juggle the two, and how it is that God dealt with him and became his God. And finally, God became his God, and the transfer from his father to him was finally complete. And so that's why the number 7, I believe, is the complete one. It wasn't the last encounter he ever had with God, but it was the last in a series of events, one after another, that led Jacob to the place where he lived out the completion of God's will for him. So with the help of the Lord, we'll be able to look into this series and go on from there.